This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Was there ever a time where you felt an angel protected you? I remember I was a kid walking in the streets of Khartoum, Sudan. It was a very hot day, and I had developed a habit that I kept doing far into adulthood, where if I would walk by a fountain or a pool of water, I would just dip my hand in it, something that I enjoyed doing. And, you know, at that time, it gave me respite from the heat, if only for a moment. And so I was walking past the store, and per common occurrence, there was an older man sitting in a chair outside of his store. And a few feet in front of him, there was this big plastic barrel that was uncovered and was filled with water. And so I walked up to the barrel, and I was so close to it, I was thinking of dunking my hand into the barrel, but then at the last second, just something pushed me away, and I walked away. But the old man, he then called me back. And then with this annoyed look on his face, he calls me and he says, "Do you know what that is?" And I said, "Water?" And he said to me, "No, that's acid." He's looking at me like I'm the biggest idiot in the world for almost dipping my hand in acid. Reflecting on that incident as an adult, I wonder why he thought it was okay to leave a barrel of acid uncovered and almost on the street. But more importantly, I think of why I stopped short from doing something that I normally would not hesitate to do. And I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected me. He's al-hafiz and he's al-hafiz. He's the protector and he's the preserver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, for each one are successive angels before and behind them, protecting them by the decree of Allah. You have angels in front of you and behind you, protecting you by the decree of Allah. And Al-Qurtubi mentions regarding this verse that a man came to Ali ibn Abi Talib and he said, "Be on your guard, for some people from Murad want to kill you." Ali then said, "With every person there are two angels protecting him until what is decreed comes to pass. When destiny arrives, they step aside between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree." And then he said, "Indeed, one's appointed time is a fortified fortress." So there are angels protecting you and me. They nudge danger away from you or nudge you away from danger. And I know people always have amazing stories every time I ask this question, but when was a time you felt that there was an angel protecting you? I know that we're going to read some amazing stories in the comments. These two important names of Allah, Al-Hafidh and Al-Hafidh, they're especially relevant for every parent dropping off their child at school or anyone entrusting something valuable to someone else. What does Hifdh mean? What does that word Hifdh mean? It means preservation, to protect and preserve from two things. Number one, to preserve from loss, like when we protect money or valuables. But second, to preserve from forgetfulness, like when we memorize a poem or a surah or a phone number. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls himself Al-Hafidh, there are two manifestations of this name. There's a general and a specific. The general manifestation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided everything to its own self-preservation, what we call instincts. How do birds know to fly south in the winter? How do salmon know how to swim thousands of miles and return to their birthplace to lay their eggs? How do penguins know when and how to migrate? How do kingfish know to swim to specific spots in the ocean and move in circles? Like, that's the first general manifestation of Al-Hafidh, is that he guides all of creation to what preserves them. Now, the second manifestation is specific. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us to what preserves our religion. Consider like the story of Ka'b ibn Malik, one of the great Ansari companions who participated in every battle with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam except for Badr and Tabuk. About Badr, he explains it was voluntary, no one was blamed for not attending, but Tabuk was different. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had specifically enlisted every able person to join. Ka'b explains that during Tabuk, when the fruits were ripe in Medina, he kept procrastinating. Each day he would say, "I can prepare tomorrow," until the Muslim army of 30,000 left without him. He had significant wealth and used it as a means of procrastination, telling himself he would catch up later. And this was to be the first campaign against the Byzantine Empire. It was a huge undertaking. And when the Prophet ﷺ returned, Ka'b had to face him. Imagine the anxiety of facing a judge or authority figure and multiply it by a million. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to hear from Ka'b his excuse. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went straight to the masjid and he prayed two rak'ahs and he sat to hear the excuses of those who stayed behind, and about 80 hypocrites presented their excuses. And Ka'b felt even worse just watching them get off scot-free, because everybody who made an excuse to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who lied basically, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would simply just accept their allegiance and he would seek forgiveness for them. And so Ka'b had been thinking of lying too. But he said, when the Prophet ﷺ arrived in Medina, all of those ideas vanished from my mind and I realized that only the truth would save me. And so when he sat in front of the Prophet ﷺ and the Prophet ﷺ asked him and he said, مَا خَلَّفَكَ what kept you behind? Couldn't you afford a ride? Ka'b ibn Malik says, Ya Rasulullah, I've been given the skill of argumentation. I can argue my way out of anything. And I know right now that if I were to put forward an excuse to please you, Allah will be upset with me and you'll be upset with me. But if I tell you the truth, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with me and you'll be pleased with me. I have no excuse. I never before had more access to a ride. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as for this person, he spoke in the truth. Ka'b would be boycotted for 50 days because of that. But the question that I have for you, and eventually Allah would accept his tawbah, but the question is, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the excuses vanish from Ka'b's mind, therefore saving him, but did not make the excuses and the idea of lying vanish from the minds of 80-something hypocrites, and they were destroyed because of it? It's very simple. Ka'b was sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from before, and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him in his moment of self-doubt and crisis. And so the fruit that I want you to know from this name, and it is a great fruit, is simply the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas that's reported by Tirmidhi. It's the great, great hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling him, احفظِ الله يحفظك. Preserve the commands of Allah and Allah will preserve you. Preserve the commands of Allah, تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكْ. You will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you. That's it. That if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve you in your times of difficulty and challenge, that you preserve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands during the good times. In another version of the hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَاءِ يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. Know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the good times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know you during the difficult times or the bad times. The time to invest in a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is any day that you're alive, of course, but it is best when a person is healthy and wealthy and happy. Know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of ease and He will know you in times of hardship. This is the essential wisdom of understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name and hafidh. Preserve your relationship with Allah and He will preserve you in your times of need. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us every day of our lives until we meet Him. Allahumma ameen.